but just not, baby, when it comes to you. I get so hungry when you say you love me. If you know what's good for you, I think you're hot, I think you're cool. You're the kind of guy I talk in school, but now that I'm famous, you're up my anus. Now I'm gonna eat you, fool.
I eat boys up, breakfast and lunch. Then when I'm thirsty, I drink their blood. Carnivore animal, I am a cannibal. I eat boys up, you better run.
Welcome to Fly High Ministries, everybody. Really good to be with you today. I pray that Jesus is blessing you and keeping you, no matter where you're at and no matter what you're doing. Today's message is the American society are like cannibals who want to eat each other. I don't know about you, but lately I feel like I'm being devoured everywhere I go. Yes, I took my family out camping, and obviously the insects were devouring me, eating me, biting on me, chewing on me. Then the raccoons came out, eating, feeding on things. And then, well, not only that, the gas stations was feeding on me, overcharging me. I went to the grocery store, and the food prices, well, they were eating me, eating out my pocketbook, eating my bank account. I don't know about you, but do you feel today like you're being devoured everywhere you go? Well, the American society are like cannibals, and they are devouring and eating each other. I don't know about you today, but people around you are eating, would like to eat you. And everywhere you go, you are being eaten. And there's cannibals in America, and our society, we're about this close of turning into cannibals. That's a person who eats the flesh of other human beings. So everywhere I go, I seem to be eaten by something. if it's not a mosquito or some kind of bug or a spider that is trying to bite me, I swear that the earth right now is opening up its mouth to devour humans. So everywhere I go, I seem like I'm being eaten. What about you? Who's eating you today? Well, it's not just bugs or insects who wants to eat me. Well, in the south, it's alligators or some kind of fish in the sea, or maybe it's algae in the water or some birds in the sky who want to feed on my dead body or eat my carcass. Maybe in your location, it's the lions in the jungle. And yes, it's probably your neighbor who would love to feast on you. It's really sick that I live in a predatory society where I'm the prey and everyone wants to eat my money, or they want to eat me. If it's not the church who wants my money, it's the hospital who wants to feed off me. And if it's not the hospital, then it's the public school who wants to feed on me. And if it's not the public schools, then it's the major university who wants to feed on me. Well, that's not enough. We are being devoured as Americans. We are being preyed upon. And it is not the major universities who's preying upon the kids, it's the public schools, but then it's the gas stations and all those that are owned by the Patels from India. Yes, they're feeding on you. You are a prey. They're biting you. They're devouring you. Yes. And that's not it. It's also the housing market and the food prices. Yes, I seem to be eaten by illegal aliens who have come into America illegally, and everywhere I go, I'm being eaten by some way or some form. People want to eat other people in America. Yes, the American society are like cannibals who want to eat each other. I mean, how about you? Who is eating you today? What is eating you today? Something is eating you right now. Something is preying on you. So many people are being eaten by the devil, by Satan. Yes, maybe a lot of things that are happening. I want to tell you, in the country of India, there is a secretive religious sect who believes are based around Hinduism, but the group has been nearly universally denounced by the mainstream Hindus. They have a basic belief system, so it would cause the splinter group to clash with the Hindus. In a word, cannibalism. Yes, there is groups out there that believe in cannibalism. There have been countries' depiction of cannibals in pop culture. The Hannibal Lecter or Thomas Harry classic thriller, The Silence of the Lambs. Yes, and throughout the Greek mythology, there were dozens of people, sometimes close family members, devoured piece by piece. Because of these connotations, it's hard to believe that in 2018, cannibalism is still practiced in certain parts of the world. And yes, it's a spirit, and this mindset is moving in the United States to devour. It's called a devouring spirit. And we are being devoured by a lot of institutions today. And it's regardless of the classic horror films, cannibalism is also in the Bible, and it's very real, and it's demon. Cannibals, they eat each other, and they use their skulls as bowls. And they use their skulls as bowls, And it's a real sick thing, but it's happening today in the United States of America. We are being devoured, and we're one step close of being eaten by our own people. I don't know about you, but this is sick. People now have been demoralized to the point where they want to eat you. Yes. Are you being eaten by something or someone today? If you turn with me in your Bible to Ezekiel chapter 5 verse 10, therefore fathers shall eat their sons in your midst, the sons shall eat your fathers, and I will execute judgment on you, and any of you who survive I will scatter to all the winds. Did you know in the Bible that the fathers used to eat their sons? And the grown-up sons would eat their fathers. Can you believe it came to that point where people would start eating other people? Well, it's happened in the past in the Bible, and it could very well happen in America if we're not careful. We're about this far from stepping over the line and eating and devouring one another, America. You got to change your ways and start giving to one another and stop devouring one another. Don't eat one another, but help one another. Go, come on, somebody. We are coming into a time in America, it's very close, that we could start eating one another. Whoa, it's happened. So the sons would eat their father. The fathers would eat their sons. Well, just read in the newspaper. Just look in the newspaper and you'll see that cannibalism is very alive and well today. Yes, and it's majorly in Africa. So in Isaiah chapter 9, verse 19 through 20, through the wrath of the Lord of hosts, the land is scorched, and the people are like fuel for the fire. No one spares one another. They slice meat on the right, but are still hungry. And they devour on the left, but are not satisfied. Each devour the flesh of his own arm. This is in Isaiah when they had such a big appetite. It didn't matter what they had. It didn't matter what was given to them. They were not satisfied until they ate each other. How many of you know today that there's people living among you that would eat you? They're not satisfied with their homes. They're not satisfied with their churches. Their appetite is not enough until they devour you. And yes, eat you. And the Bible says, devour the flesh. Everywhere I go, I'm being bitten by some bug. I'm being eaten. Whether you're down south, you could get eaten by a gator or a snake, a python. A wild animal could eat you. We are being preyed upon every single day. And our weaknesses, they prey upon your weakness. Satan loves to prey on your weakness. Yes, and most of these animal attacks, they can sense the weakness of a human before they attack and kill that human. I'm here to tell you today that Satan wants to eat you. He wants to devour you. He's coming to devour. And if Jesus Christ is not in the picture today, America would have been devoured. But Jesus Christ would not let these demons devour America. But cannibalism is in the United States of America, and it's a spirit to devour one another. And it happens in a lot of societies. So in South Africa, a man who was accused of beheading a woman and cannibalizing her corpse has died in the hospital after being shot by the police. Here we have a 23-year-old man who was shot in the arm, leg, and stomach outside of his home, and after officers arrived to find him eating the corpse of a woman. This happens all the time. First, they behead him. They eat him. I know you're not going to hear this sermon in the mainstream church today, all right? All you're going to hear in the church is that Jesus loves you. But cannibalism is very alive in the Bible. Yes, and cannibalism is alive today, and it's very sick, and it's happening. And it's a spirit, and you're going to see it start rising more in America. Because the devouring spirit is strong, and Americans are being devoured to the point they don't know what to do. Have you ever been, and some of you guys, have you ever been swarmed by a bunch of bees and all they want to do is sting the heck out of you? Or have you ever seen these ants where they want to swarm you and just take you into the sand and suck you under? We see the ground opening up and people are being sucked right into the ground. the man is starting to get eaten. Why? Because Mother Earth is fed up with man who was supposed to manage our world, and now we're destroying our world, and now we're coming to the point where we're going to start eating one another. We're coming to the point where Americans are going to start eating one another. In Deuteronomy 18:10, the Bible says, there shall not be found among you anyone who burns his sons and his daughters as an offering, anyone who practices divination or tell fortunes or interprets omens or sorcerers. What did they used to do? Well, they used to burn their sons and daughters. They used to sacrifice them. Some of them used to eat their kids. Go ahead and get on the internet and you're going to see so many sick and evil things that are happening around the world. Obviously, you know that and I know that too. But one thing that I believe that's going to be happening in America is we devoured, and the American society are like cannibals who want to eat each other. Not only are we being devoured in our church, we're being devoured in our government, we're being devoured everywhere we go. We're being devoured by our gas stations. And so people are giving up. And we're being devoured, not only that, but with home prices. So people are just giving up. And they're turning to drugs to numb their pain. Do you want to know why everyone's on drugs in San Francisco? Well, it's very simple. All the houses are $800,000 and up. Nobody has a chance to succeed in San Francisco. Why? Because greedy people have destroyed the whole market. They're not playing fair. You need to understand that today, the American dream is lost. And they're not playing fair anymore. They're cheating. They're cheating the system. And so you who believe you wanted to buy a house, you realize you couldn't. You wanted to try to do something, you realized you couldn't. Well, they stole it from you, and so you turn to drugs and you give up. I'm here to tell you, don't give up on life. Jesus is still Lord. And life is worth living, no matter how hard it gets. But I'm here to tell you, there's a spirit of cannibalism in the United States where I believe that people will start eating people. And not only that, it's already happened. You're already seeing this in newspaper articles. So let's go on to Micah 3, verse 1 and 4. And I said, "Hear, you heads of Jacob, you rulers of the house of Israel, is it not for you to know justice, you who hate the good and love the evil, who tear the skins from off my people and their flesh from off their bones, who eat the flesh of my people and flay their skin from off them and break their bones to pieces and chop them up like a meat in a pot, like flesh in a colton?" So what were they doing in that time? Well, they were killing people and they were eating them. They were chopping their bones up and cooking them and eating them and devouring them. And this is happening today, where I just read in the UP of Michigan a woman who literally killed her husband, chopped her up and served her husband's remains in a dinner with her friends. This kind of evil is happening in the United States, and this is a spirit. This is a devouring spirit. They want to kill you. They want to destroy you. Not only the insects, not everywhere I go, I feel like I'm being eaten. Maybe the sun wants to fry you. Oh, come on, somebody. I'm here to tell you right now that the Bible's cannibalism is very real, and it's in the Bible. And it happens in many cultures. Some of you, you are being eaten right now by the system that you're in. We really need to pray for you. We really need Jesus to put a hedge around you. Because we are in a war right now. The world is trying to eat America. But on top of that, Americans are eating Americans. So we need Jesus back in America, and we need Him now. I want to go to Lamentations chapter 4, verse 10 in the Bible. "The hands of a compassionate woman have boiled their own children. They became their food during the destruction of the daughter of my people. And so here's a woman who boiled her own children and ate them. Now, back in October 16th of 2017, if you guys get online, we have a mom that has been accused of killing her babies by cooking them alive in the oven. Yes, an Atlanta mom is accused of killing her 1 and 2 year old sons by cooking them alive in the oven and then sending their father footage of this grisly aftermath. Well, what this is the same thing that happened in Lamentation. This woman in America last year literally cooked her sons just like the women in the Bible boiled their own children. Can you believe how evil American society has become? And still, preachers will never discuss this, that cannibalism is very alive and well in America, and it's the devouring spirit is moving even stronger, and it's going to come and devour you. Okay? So, some of you, you can't believe that I'm even talking about this. Well, it's happening not only to me, it's happening to you. And this is why we need Jesus back in America. Excuse me. You know, Albert Fish is one of the most prolific and notorious serial killers of all times. A man so utterly evil, it's hard to believe he even existed. That Fish confessed to the murders of over 100 children is only the beginning of the story. The fact that he was known to cut them up and cook them with onions, carrots, and strip of bacon is much of the second chapter of this Albert Fish. Look him up. You see, in the Bible, it happens all the time where they used to eat their children. Jeremiah 19:9, they used to eat their sons and daughters. In Psalms 106, 36, verse 38, the Bible says, they served their idols, which became a snare to them. They sacrificed their sons and their daughters to the demons. They poured out innocent blood, the blood of their sons and daughters, whom they sacrificed to the idols of Canaan and the land who polluted with blood. Philippians 3:2, look out for the dogs. Look out for the evildoers. Look out for those who mutilate the flesh. And we have women boiling their children. And we have a man who used, and we, you all know, Jeffrey Dahmer, lured those young kids in and ate them. This happened all the time. This happened a lot in the Bible. And yes, this is a spirit, and cannibalism is a spirit. Now, the American society are like cannibals who want to eat each other. So I'm sure when you guys go out, you're going to be eaten by someone or something. Like a mosquito. Maybe a bug or a spider. Maybe a snake has bitten you. But maybe it's a creature in the sea or algae in the water or birds in the sky who wants to feed on your dead carcass. Maybe it's a lion in the jungle for some of you who are in Africa. But wherever I go, I feel like someone wants to eat me. They don't look at me as, hey, I'm a human being and a person. No, they look at me as like, how can I feed off him like a blood sucker? How can I suck on him or eat him? If it's not the illegal aliens who come from Mexico who want to destroy America and who want to suck off America while the men and the women who sacrificed for this great country, who now lay in the cemeteries, are crying out and say, why are we just giving our freedom away? People want to eat other people in America today. People want to eat other people in America today. And yes, the American society has turned into a bunch of cannibals. So, what about you? Who's preying on you right now? Who's trying to eat you? Who is trying to destroy your faith? Eat your faith up. Who's trying to eat your hopes? Who's trying to eat your dreams? Well, I'm pretty sure our society is doing that to you. But don't give up. Don't give up on the Lord Jesus, because He wants you to keep on fighting. Even though you might feel depressed, some of you are hearing voices. Don't give up. Don't listen to those voices. Keep moving on to Jesus Christ. Don't listen to them. Keep fighting the fight of faith, no matter how hard. You got to keep on fighting. Keep on believing. So we know in Lamentations 4:10, the hands of a compassionate woman have boiled their own children. Here's a compassionate woman who boiled her own children. And Micah 7:2, the godly has perished from the earth, and there is no one upright among mankind. They all lie in wait for blood, and each hunts the other with a net. People are hunting people today. People are being eaten today, everywhere around the world. There's a pastor who's eaten by a crocodile while trying. He believed that he could walk on water, so obviously this guy thought he could jump in the water, and what? A crocodile ate him. A crocodile infested water. He was a pastor, and he was baptizing. He figured, Jesus can walk on water, then I can jump in water with some crocodiles. Well, I would have, if he would have talked to me, I would have told him that's not a good idea to do that. Do not go into water where there's crocodiles, all right? You're going to get eaten. Well, and a lot of people said that he believed that the pastor, he attempted to demonstrate how Jesus walked on water, so let's just jump in a crocodile-infested water, and he believed that he would not be eaten by a crocodile, and a crocodile ate him and dragged him under and, you know, and just ripped his body to shreds. How about you? Do you feel like you're being eaten and your body's being ripped to shreds today by our society? Well, very well, it's happened. And there's a lot of cannibals that happen. You know Albert Fish? Well, there's a Kentucky cannibal. He was a mountain man, a gunslinger who lived in the old West Montana and died at 35 years old during the Civil War. Characterized as a serial killer by many, Helm made no secret of his fondness of human flesh. Living in the wilds of Montana, he killed and ate at least 11 people in survival situations. But after getting a taste for humans, he'd kill for food. Before eating the survival situation, many's the poor devil I've killed at one time or another, he said, and the time has been that I've been obliged to feed on some of them. And I don't know about you, but everywhere I go, I feel like someone or some kind of animal wants to eat me. You know, in the winter of 1609, all but 60 of the Virginia's 2014 colonists died from starvation. The people of the village resorted to digging up the frozen dead and eating them. The cannibalism wasn't limited to such scavenging either. And after the winter, one man was tortured into confessing that he had killed, salted, and eaten his pregnant wife. He ate his pregnant wife, and he even put salt on it. This is not a sermon that you're going to get in the mainstream church. But cannibalism was very alive in the Bible. And the American society are like cannibals who want to eat each other. Just devour. What are you going to do when there's no food left, guys? What are you going to do when there's no food in the grocery stores anymore? Well, you're going to start eating me. And I don't want to be eaten, all right? So I got to preach this message. I go to church and the pastor wants to devour me. I go to your evil schools and all you want to do is devour me. All right? I'm sick and tired of being devoured and preyed upon, all right? I have feelings. I'm a human being. And you guys have feelings, and you're a human being. But I know now the way you look at me, you want to eat me, man. I mean, you're so sick that you want to eat me. You're cannibals, America. When can you just become normal again? Can we just go back to Little House on the Prairie and can we help one another again and stop trying to devour one another and eat one another? I mean, American society, you're turning into a bunch of cannibals. I'm not putting up with your crap anymore. I love it when I go to your church, you act like you're really nice to me, only to get me into your brainwashed cult to make me just give you more of your money so you can eat me and eat my family. You're a bunch of cannibals. The universities are a bunch of cannibals. They just suck you into this brainwashing state only to devour you. Yes, and this is why we do need Jesus back in America, and we need him now. But cannibalism is very much a part of the Bible. It's very much part of the Bible. And last, let's not forget what Jesus said in Luke 22:19. And he took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given to you. Do this in remembrance of me." This is my body. I give you my body to eat. Jesus Christ gave his body to the world, and the world ate it. Did they not also eat Jesus Christ? But even though he was eaten, he arose from the grave. He gave them the flesh to eat. Well, come on, somebody. I know you think you're better than me. I know you think you're more holy than me. Frankly, you're probably going to hell. But hey, I got to preach this message anyway. Because we got some really sick bastards in the United States of America today. And some of these want to eat other people. And there's a guy down in Florida. He was caught eating another guy's face. Cannibalism is very alive and as well. And yes, this spirit has entered the United States of America. And yes, we're about this close of eating one another. The American society are like cannibals who want to eat each other. Yes, in the Bible, they used to eat their sons and daughters. They used to, the Bible says they used to tear the skin from the people of their flesh in Micah 3:1-4. From off their bones and eat the flesh of my people. And they used to flay their skin, break their bones to pieces and chop them up. And they used to like meat in a pot. Just like making a stew. Yeah, that's what they did to other people. They chopped them up and made them into a stew. Some of you want to chop me up and put me into a stew. It's pretty sick. Well, I'm telling you, this is why we need Jesus back in America. Yes, cannibalism is alive in America today. We need to stop devouring one another. We need to stop eating one another. And we need to turn to start helping one another and giving to one another, and help one another live. Help one another live today. Yes, we need Jesus back in America, and we need him now.
I have a heart, I swear I do, but just not, baby, when it comes to you. I get so hungry when you say you love me. You know what's good for you. I think you're hot, I think you're cool. You're the kind of guy I stalk in school, but now that I'm famous, you're up my anus. Now I'm gonna eat you, fool. I eat boys up.